From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
I wish that was something stronger, I tell you. Oh. I wish I had a little Jack Daniels for the morning coffee. Whew. Okay. Well, it is, I don't know what day it is, Thursday, July 26th, that's what day it is. It's the fourth Tuesday of the month, and that is Richard Massey and Meridian Grace Day. Missed him last month because I was on vacay in a family reunion in Sanibel Island, Florida. And if you've ever seen 40 Timpones together, and 35 of them were having adult beverages. It's starting at noon. Well, you can just imagine. Oh, Sanibel Island was never the same. You guys ever been down there, Sanibel? I'm sorry. Have you ever been down to Sanibel, that place down there?
Tell us about
it's near near Fort Myers. Fort Myers, you go over the bridge, and there's a little little island, and just one little beach resort after another, and you have your own private little beach, and pretty cool, yeah, pretty cool.
So, state is that
in? I'm sorry, I'm kind of losing on your audio. Let me. I think it's the music that's doing it there. Okay, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Oh, I just was asking what state it is, but Rich said you said Florida.
Yeah, Florida, down there where the alligators are. How are you guys doing, man? I haven't seen you for a while. You all look cute. Look at you, Meridian. You got your Dutch
my
on.
Glasses on.
I was wondering, what are those? Are those like for broadcast, so you're a movie star kind of things?
No. These are my blue blockers.
Ah, blue blockers. And Rich, where are your blue blockers?
Yeah.
He's wearing them.
I've got them on there. If I lean over, you can
see. Oh, yeah. See, can we put your camera a little bit, no, I don't want you to get too far from the microphone. I just, if you could just, can we get this camera a little bit up a little bit so I can, because I'm losing your guy's face there at the top. Sorry, we're just rearranging furniture. We think we're going to move in together later, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah, okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you look good. Well, you look good, guys. What you been doing? What's up? What you been doing? Fun.
We've had a lot happen since you saw us last. We went to Seattle for a week and saw my niece run in the Special Olympics.
Oh, man. Wow.
That was one of our favorite experiences. We were in a football stadium, University of Washington, filled with tens of thousands of people who care for special needs kids. And that was a lot of love in one place, I'm going to tell you.
It was amazing to be in that field of light and love and care and tenderness. Gosh, Patrick, if somebody falls in the middle of a race, they literally stop the race, go help that person, and start it over again.
That is so cool. Isn't that great? God love them.
Yeah. And oh my God, the kids. I mean, Rudolf Steiner always said that, you know, when somebody has some kind of an issue that reduces their mental capacities, their heart fills in.
Yeah.
And there was just love like you cannot imagine, and unabashed joy, excitement, passion. It was one of the most energetic places I've ever been, where people just on fire with care.
Yeah.
You know, intellect getting in the way.
It's wonderful. Yeah, those kids, no matter what's going on with mental capacity, how they got the heart thing going, don't they, boy?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then the people who care for them too are just magical, amazing, really patient, you know, putting themselves out of the way to be in service. It's just exquisite.
They're saints. They're the real saints walking on the earth, boy. Those people.
Yeah,
they are. That's great.
And they mimicked the real Olympics. I mean, they had kids carrying torches, and I mean, the whole nine yards, and marching everybody in, and they had professional musicians and entertainers, and it was in a huge stadium for the opening ceremonies, and oh my God, they just went all out. The city of Seattle just welcomed this whole event on a monumental level.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Really, really fun, yeah. They're real special souls, boy. They come in here and experience that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whenever I see them out at the farmer's market or in the HEB, they're just, it's almost like you want to hang around with them a little bit, you know? It's like you want to, they got this love thing going on because they're just smiling, you know? And it's just like, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
They really are.
Well, here we are. If you'd like to be on the show, we'll talk about stuff. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Dr. Richard Massey is an MD out of Austin, Texas. Meridian Grace is co-conspirator. And she has been studying stuff forever. All kinds of things. Homeopathy. Been to so many seminars around the world. Has a lot of fun equipment and cool things that she works with people around the world. So, you know, between the three of us, we have no idea what we're talking about, but, you know, that makes it fair, right? You know?
Yeah, we do our best.
It really does. That's good. I like that a lot.
We have no idea what we're talking about, but it's great. It's great. So if you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386 and email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I came across an old book, and I have a little idea if you guys would like to do it sometime. It's called Dialogues with the Master, and it was dictated to Paul Twitchell, you know, the fellow that brought in Akinkar in 60, I think. And Rebizar Tars is a Tibetan monk, and that used to pop into Paul Twitchell's home at night, just pop in there, even though his body was in India, where Paul first met him. So he had the ability to pop in and then he would dictate this book, and it's called Dialogues with the Masters. And one of the chapters that I'd like to come over sometime and see if we could all look at it. It's about 4 pages. It's just like my head explodes going through it. So I thought if we could have 2 or 3 of us reading it, you know, and going through it. Because what it's about, which I thought of you guys, was it's about the subconscious and the sympathetic nervous system and the mm-hmm. parasympathetic and the vagus nerve and the ganglion behind the heart chakra center and all the connection and how the thoughts work through that and how it works. It's just, wow, it's like, whoa. You know, I hadn't read it for years. So I read it mm-hmm. about 3 weeks ago, and I've read about 10 times since and still. But it'd be fun because you guys are interested in this kind of stuff. You know, subconscious talk, which you talk about. It'd be fun if we could, you know, even get a whiteboard if we have to and see if we can really grok, you know, what this fellow is saying. Yeah. He's a God-realized dude, so he knows what he's talking about. But, you know, you put these things. And, you know, it's funny. I read it maybe 20 times over the last 20 years, but never, it is, you know, how it is, whatever your state of consciousness is at the time. You just read it, and you read it, and okay, well, that's good.
Patrick, I want to invite someone else to join us.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, we'll have a party.
She's Becky, too. And I met her. She just kind of walked into my house to pick up a supplement.
Yeah.
And it was like she brought the whole fairy kingdom and ascended master world with her. And she was just lit up. And we had this immediate connection. And it didn't take long to figure out that she was deeply involved with Akinkar ever since she met her beloved probably 40 years ago. Oh, and she knows you. And yeah, so
yeah,
we did.
Invite her over. We'll have a little spiritual exercise. You know, it'll be fun someday, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's,
and there's no more radio shows after that. The audience will know that we ascended.
That's right. We just left. Yeah, we're just gone. And where do you guys go? I don't know, man.
We started reading chapter 4, and
we never came back.
You introduced me to Katadaki.
Oh, do you know Katadaki? Oh, yeah, she's in.
Oh my goodness, what a connection.
Have you had some experience with Kata?
Yes. Yeah. So we have lots to share at some point.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she's a real deal. She's an Ekman Makar master, one of the few women. So, Yakata Daki. I even have her picture. Have you seen her picture?
I don't see it up on the wall.
Oh, she's downstairs. I'll get it during the break and show it to you.
Okay, great. I saw a picture of her too.
Yeah, so we'll do that sometime. We probably won't have adult beverages before, but...
We won't need them.
We won't need them, no. We might, drink a whole bottle of CBD oil. That might do something.
Hey, so when we were in Seattle, Patrick, a friend of ours had breast cancer, and we were telling her that while she's there at the Special Olympics, she could get some Rick Simpson oil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we all went over to this little place called the Pot Stop.
That's a lovely name. The Pot Stop.
All right. It's in an okay part of town, and we go to this place called the Pot Stop.
Yeah.
And they had a soda there. It looked kind of like a Sprite in a glass bottle. And he said, it doesn't have enough THC to get high on. It's mostly CBD and terpenes. I said, well, I think I'll have a soda. So this young, well-dressed guy comes around from behind the counter with this soda. He puts it in a brown paper bag. We walk 30 feet away from the store, and he opens it for me and says, you can't come back with that soda into the store. And so there I am standing on the corner like a wino with a little brown bag.
Just like the old days. It's great. Brings back memories. You know?
But at least it was available, And
did you drink it?
I did. And, it wasn't much, to it. It was just for the experience, just to say I was in Seattle and I went
sure.
there.
Yeah, that pot stop. You didn't feel any euphoria at all from it?
No.
Nothing?
No.
It's funny, guys, with the CBD oil, I can do very little, and I get whacked on it, And it's supposed to be like 0.003 meridian percent?
I'm not sure, but yeah, I think that's right.
0.003?
Did you try Andreas's CBD oil?
Which one?
Andreas's.
No.
Andreas's
I have
CBD.
I'm about to order some, and he says his is absolutely, you won't get any yet, because he doesn't heat it. And what I understand is the only reason the THC... is when you heat it, right?
I have no idea.
That's my understanding. That's why there's some videos out there where people actually take the pot leaves, just pick mm-hmm. the leaves and then juice them. And
right.
you get all the benefits, but no stoning at all, because the heat is what makes it explode. That's why when we put it in brownies in the, years ago, or you smoke it. So I think it's the heat. So have you tried Andreas's?
I just bought it. I have not tried it. We haven't opened it. I've used it with a patient who has cancer, and she's using it now.
Cool.
But it was so amazing, because Rich goes out to have his drink, and then the person who started the pot stop, who's been studying and working with, doctors and the people who have the prescriptions for just not just CBD, but THC,
mm-hmm.
we talked for like half an hour. And we talked about how there's, totally different proportions that people use for different issues. And he was saying for the bowel, one of the best things is what you were just mentioning, is to take the leaves and juice it. And that people with all kinds of problems like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or different types of, long-term diarrheas were having amazing benefits by drinking the juice of the leaves. Again, there's no active THC in there.
Uh-huh.
So it just appears that this plant has so many amazing gifts. And recently there was even a summit on called the Sacred Plant. I think it was Sacred Plant, the second summit. So, and it was filled with doctors who work with prescription levels of it and people with all kinds of serious diseases and different disorders with, mm-hmm. their brain function and having seizures and all that sort of thing, and pain, of course. And it looks like there's different terpenes that make really big differences in the CBD for different types of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Many people seem to need the THC, and some people don't like the feeling of getting high. So they work with how to just keep the THC at the very lowest level so you don't get high, but you get the effects of the healing. So it's sort of a fascinating plant. I'm really grateful that a lot of research is going on now and people are beginning to discover more and more how it affects us.
Yeah, boy, it's really getting out there. I think there's 26 states now that have medical okay, and I don't know, recreational, what, 3 or 4, something like that.
See if you could look up Winona's hemp farm.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't get it through that name, but see if you Google that, if it'll come up. It's in Minnesota.
W-Y-O?
It's W-I, I think. W-I-N-O-N-A, Winona's hemp farm.
Okay, let me see what I get.
Then I can send you a link. It's in Minnesota.
Yeah, I see it.
And she was a tribal activist for many years, but they're actually growing hemp in Minnesota on tribal land.
With a horse and a plow.
With a horse and a plow. Oh, I thought she was great for your show.
Yeah, I see it here. It's it looks like it's WinonasHemp.com, the 8th Fire Project. Oh, that looks great. So they're doing the hemp like for industrial clothing and stuff like that, or they're doing it for everything?
For all of it, for medicine, and they're out there with a horse and plow, just starting out, and she was an activist for many years. It's an interesting story when you read it. It looks like it's worth supporting, and if she would be willing to get on your show, I bet it would be a fun show.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. Yeah, I have it here. I'll contact her. That looks great.
Okay.
So I guess it's legal there to grow it, huh? It must be.
Obviously. Well, it's on tribal land.
On tribal land. Well, see, get to do what you want there. Is that right? I don't know how that works. Well,
it used to be, there's that old video of the FBI coming up and cutting down the hemp in front of all the chiefs on the tribal land. And she was in the courts for like 20 years, so I don't know if it made it to where it's okay to do that. Apparently so, because the videos are there showing them harvesting and planting. So
yeah.
And the other interesting thing to me is that in 1940, she said there were 11 hemp mills in Minnesota. It's a piece of history that was lost because of all that Marijuana Tax Act and all that propaganda in 1936 with reefer madness and all yellow journalism to try to get people to be afraid of this plant that has all these healing qualities. Yeah.
It's got quite a history, isn't it? I mean, it was a concerted effort to bomb it, and that's where the word reefer came from, as you say, reefer madness. I think it was that real rich dude out in California, Petty William Randolph Hearst. I think he was somehow involved in that whole false flag on marijuana.
Sure.
A wood paper.
Yeah. But anyway, check out Winona and see if she'll come there. And if you feel like taking a ride up to Minnesota, I heard one of the squaws up there is looking for a Navy looking guy.
A Navy looking? What do you mean? What's a Navy looking guy?
Like you.
Right now.
Like you with your earring and your muscle
your
shirt and your beard and
little beard Sharon is my designer. What do you call these people that
makeover artist?
What is it?
A makeover artist.
Makeover artist. That's right. So she's my makeover artist because we're going to go global. So she said, "Well, you just got to get hip." So I said, "Okay."
And I apologize now if squaw is a derogatory term. I have
probably,
no idea.
You're probably getting nasty emails.
Okay, I'm sorry I said that. And
but your heart was in the right place, Doc. I'm sure nobody's was offended.
Yeah.
Share what you know about the cotton that you learned from Winona's work.
Well, when you get on that website, she talks about how much pollution comes from our clothing.
Yeah.
And how many thousands of gallons it takes to make one cotton T-shirt, and what happens to all the fibers from when we wash our clothes, and how they line the waterways and contaminate all of that, whereas hemp clothing does not. And so it's a lot of interesting stuff that I had no idea about.
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard over the years that cotton is one of the most sprayed plants on the planet, whether or not that's true or not, you know, but I've heard that over the years. That's why I like to do organic, boy. Just
It's sprayed with some arsenic-based stuff.
And oh, good. I was short on that, so I thought I would get some of that.
Yeah, I actually took care of a gentleman once who used to pick cotton barefooted, a little Caucasian kid in West Texas, and he had arsenic poisoning from walking through the fields barefoot picking cotton.
And just a quick note for I'm always advocating for healthy babies. Boy, put your babies in organic cotton.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the hemp piece. I guess now I would look for really soft hemp clothing. But boy, the whole thing with the toxins that are happening with the cotton is really scary. And I made all of my son's clothes. I knew about this over 42 years ago out of organic cottons.
Were you the original hippie 40 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More than that, even.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, she's having babies in the water underneath the yum yum tree. I mean, okay.
Yeah. And so we had one other huge heart opening event, not as big as the Special Olympics, but pretty big. If you'd like to hear what it is.
We'd love to hear anything you got. Let me invite the listeners in to join us as we trip the light fandango with Richard Massey and Meridian Grace. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Another story coming up, but we have to do this first, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Recently on Open Phones, Bridget from Florida called, said that she ordered some of Wayne Blakely's Living Streams products through the links on One Radio Network. We joined the conversation.
And all of that, I got three of his products, and I've only been doing it, I don't know if I've been doing it 3 weeks yet. OMG, it's awesome, awesome. It's bringing me back. It's doing something. Good stuff.
Oh, good for you. Thanks for trying our recommendations. Yeah, there's some real subtle things going on with all these products that I'm blown away by. Yeah, really.
Yeah, and also my elimination, which wasn't bad, but now it's just whoosh, you know, it's great.
Whoosh? Can I quote you on that? Is it whooshing?
Totally like, No.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I don't know if we can guarantee whooshing for you, but certainly when you get these probies down in there in the small intestine, which you can with Bifido-2, and the large intestines with the Living Streams Multi-Blend and all the other ones, things will move. Whooshing, well, we'll see. Click and order Living Streams. Any link in the store on OneRadioNetwork.com. I think all of his products are in our store, but once you get in the website through One Radio Network, you're going to be in and you can shop around and then order what you want. These are really cool. Wayne Blakely, who's been on the show, I guess 3 times, he's been growing these little guys at home in his little kitchen. He's got this little commercial place, and he just grows them, and they're a human DNA probiotics, different bacteria, a lot of bifido things, and a lot of things I can't even pronounce, Cervates and Cervaces, and pretty now all these plantarium, all these. And so what he does, the reason he has 14 products is he's adding a lot of different nutrients and doing a formula that for specific things. He has a whole formula about Moringa, and that's one of the most, it's really an amazing product. So you just even Google that, and you'll see well, what this could possibly do for you in a probiotic form, which makes it more available. He has liquid zeolite, which is a zeolite product in different probiotics. Glacier milk is heavy with the Shilajit. And boy, that's a cool thing, guys. You know, we talk a lot about elk velvet antler and pine pollen and those kind of things, and taboo from Daniel Vitalis for south of the border issues. Well, the Shilajit, I don't know if you've ever taken any Shilajit, but be careful, guys, because you'll be taking a lot of cold showers. It's pretty powerful. I don't know what's going on with Shilajit, but that's in the glacier milk. He also has a thing called alfalfa, well, product of Flora PM that has been shown to work with ladies in PMS stuff. Really powerful there. So if you're just going to do 3 of them, I'd recommend doing the Living Streams Probiotics, Living Streams Minerals. You're getting a bunch of those in the Bifido. And then I would start with those 3, and people are really loving them. But be careful, because you know me, what's worth doing is worth overdoing. And I overdid it at the beginning. I really detoxed a lot, and it was pretty hilarious. But so don't do that. Just go slow, just like the directions. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it. You'll believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it, buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally prove, and they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works. And it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder, Pearlseum. Click and order, oneradionetwork.com. And this is made from real pearls. No, not mother pearl, real pearls. And Dr. Zhu, she's a quantum physicist, PhD. She figured out how to make these pearls into a powder without screwing up the crystalline structure of the pearl, which makes them magic. And you can look into Ayurveda medicine, Chinese medicine. The pearl's been used for beauty and sleep and health, longevity for thousands of years. It's really cool. You can brush your teeth with it. And as you know, the teeth are bones. So the Pearlseum, which is also other amino acids and other target proteins and other minerals, will actually fill in some of the little small erosions you can get in your teeth that you can't even see. And it's like a remineralization thing. It's the best thing I ever did for my teeth. It's beautiful. And you're going to love it. Get those little pearly. And it's the, you can get them in capsules, horn powder, front page, oneradionetwork.com.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Richard Massey, Meridian Grace are here. Good morning. July 26, 2018. Did you guys ever see that old movie, 110 in the Shade? Remember that movie, 110 in the Shade? We experienced that 2 days ago here in Dripping Springs. OMG. Really, out on the porch, you know, after the sun had passed, you know, because we were on the east side, it was 110. It's like, okay.
Yeah. AC went out in our house and my car.
What was that?
The AC went out in our house and in my car our lovely 110 day.
Oh, no, at the same time, the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you work. I think you're working out your AC karma. Good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was the beings telling her it's time to start doing her cold plunges again.
I did.
She went out and did her first cold plunge.
It was spirit kind of moving you right along. It'll do that. Yeah, that's a girl. Wow. Had your car and your house at the same time. Wow.
Yeah. And I think it's the beginning of Mercury retrograde. It was just like the energy of it coming on, because when I went to get my car fixed, the tool that they were using to fix it broke. And so they ordered another one, and the person came to deliver it, and they delivered the wrong one.
Oh, yeah.
And I was half the day without my car getting fixed.
One of those, so. Yeah. Yeah, my little that car, it fall down, go boom, too, the same day. It was Tuesday, right? Monday or Tuesday. So... it's in the doctor right now. We're not sure what the prognosis is going to be.
Okay. So the other opening thing is I'm going to recommend that everybody go see the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw that's out. Yeah.
Man, it wasn't cool when it came out because I was a teenager. And it was not cool to like him if you were a teenager in my neighborhood. But I had no idea what a loving activist
for children
this guy was for children.
Yeah.
And they showed that really clearly. And I mean, there, I don't think there was a dry eye in the house or a closed heart. So it's definitely a movie to see.
Now, this is the documentary, right? Not the new Tom Hanks movie that's coming out. This is the documentary on Mr. Rogers, right?
They interview his wife and his sons, and they show scenes from the show. And I didn't realize how responsive he was to things in the news that he thought would scare little children. And they would directly address those things. Like when integration was happening and there was some crazy guy in the South who ran out and started pouring bleach in a pool so the black people would burn and have to get out of the water.
Oh, no.
Mr. Rogers actually shared his foot bath with the black man on his show, and they cleaned each other's feet. It was a direct response to, hey, kids, don't be scared about, you know, black people in the water. That's crazy. And beautifully done.
He even did 9/11. I mean, he's just incredible.
What did he say about that after that happened? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember.
I don't remember, Patrick, but all I know is that, you know, he just addressed anything that would create fear and gave the children an opportunity to question, look at it, and realize that there's a lot of love and people coming together in safety in this world.
Yeah.
And,
just kept going for the good and just...
Yeah,
he's quite a guy. Yeah, I had heard that he was all into... A lot of different things, too, that nobody knew about. A lot of, you know, political activism kind of thing. What's the name of the movie? Is this Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure.
Oh, people can find it. Yeah.
Neighborhood, yeah, they can find that.
He was a theologian before he did all that. And he actually went back into you know, getting on the pulpit for a while.
I'll be done.
To the show when he realized how necessary it was.
Yeah, he's cool. If you'd like to be on the show with us, join us, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Meridian, when you, we had mentioned this one product that people are having good success with, this Flora PM, the Living Streams probiotics. I don't know what's in there, but Wayne says he doesn't even know how it works, but ladies love it and they just keep ordering. When you work with people, ladies going into menopause and stuff, like that, what kind of things do you do with them? I thought I would just ask for all the ladies listening.
Gosh, there's so many things, but the first thing I do
just
is I sit down.
Broad strokes on the, you know, broad strokes, high level. What do you think is going on with them?
Well, the big deal is, you know, finding out what's happening, because everybody has different experiences. I tend to use homeopathic remedies that will really help them make that shift in a gentle way. I mean, I have gotten so many boxes of chocolates and bouquets of flowers from husbands when women have lost their sexual drive, and we use a homeopathic remedy that brings it back. And classically, it's sepia, but it can be different ones depending upon the woman. And so many women also feel like they don't know who they are. Like they have so much rage and so much anger that comes out that it's just scary to them. And then we'll use something like lachesis, which comes from the Bushmaster snake. We want to look at their overall nutrition. And definitely, you know, having a good microbiome is really essential. So, you know, we have to really look at, is it constipation the issue? And there's a lot of interesting things about that, because constipation is very common at that time. So you can use things like adding some grass-fed organic butter, or even better, the Weston A. Price, you know, X-Factor butter, into an enema and get the butyric acid, which is a short-chain fatty acid that nourishes the health of the gut, and that really supports a lot of women. The liver sometimes gets really toxic because the liver is really involved with conjugating the hormones, and you want it to be really functioning as well as possible. So we'll look at, you know, using herbs or nutrients that support the liver. So it may be glutathione, you know, it may be silymarin. It may be a homeopathic that supports the liver. You know, we also, of course, want women out in the sun because the sun is so important in our hormone conjugation. So that early morning sun and getting their feet in the ground and spending time on the earth if they can is just a fabulous thing to do during this shift. Mm-hmm. And watching their EMF exposures, because they're going to be even more sensitive now than any other time, because that's what happens. We get super sensitive during that shift. Nutrition, we also want to make sure that they're getting the fish oils and things that they need. So that can happen by eating, you know, things like sardines. I love fish eggs. I buy salmon eggs from wild caught salmon, and I'll have a few of those every day. And also iodine. So I do a lot with seaweeds. Every day I eat seaweeds. I mean, we just want to start nourishing ourselves as deeply as possible. And you start where you can. And you tune in and you start where it helps you. And these days, I've really been focusing on teaching women how to test themselves, because it's a challenging time. And if we know how to tune into our bodies moment to moment, it really helps us to know what we can do with food to help ourselves. And we want to do as much as we can at that level mm-hmm. before we, you know, start having to spend a lot of money on supplements and stuff. Oh, like that.
That's good. It's a good broad overview of that. Yeah. Do you think the flashes and all that thing are also, you had mentioned the liver, do you think it's tied into some toxicity in some ladies?
Sure. I think it's tied into toxicity in almost everyone. And it's the question is, how is that toxicity going to show up? Where's your weak spot? How's that going to happen? So, you know, we might want to look at, there's specific herbs that are wonderful, that are women's herbs that help with that. There's also, of course, doing detox work. Again, you know, I personally love to work at the cellular level. I think it's beneficial for everyone, but especially at times when we're going through big changes. And so cellular detox can be a really, really valuable focus. Nourishing the membranes of our cells, which means good fats. So the beautiful Andreas oils that you're using, but also, you know, oils that you make yourself from, if you make your own ghee or eating grass-fed butter or coconut oil, you know, we just have to find out which is the right one for you, yeah. MCT.
Yeah. Meridian, I mentioned the Andreas hemp oil, if you'd like to get some of that. It's in our store. I think it's called CBD. I don't know what it's called, but you'll see it. It's definitely has the word hemp on the label. He's got a bunch of other ones that are pretty cool. The black cumin seed.
That's an
amazing, isn't it an amazing thing? It's like, whoa, man.
His MCT, I mean, his CBD is called Apex.
Apex, yeah, Apex, thanks. And then he has black cumin. He has
coriander.
Which one?
Coriander.
Coriander, boy, I love that.
It's just amazing for yeast. And the one that he's used a lot to heal the gut, especially for people with Crohn's like himself, was his flaxseed oil.
How are we doing?
And flax oil is amazing. And they always say, oh, you have to keep flax in the refrigerator. Not his. And it's not the slightest bit rancid.
Nothing.
And all the ones that I smell from the refrigerator, from, you know, the health food stores, you can smell the rancidity, but not his because of that myrin glass. It's like a miracle.
Well, also, sweetie, one of the reasons, too, see, he uses no heat at all, zero. And the way that he squishes the seeds, he's got very, very little friction. So he's got no heat going into these oils, and that's why they don't have any. That's why they don't get rancid too. But then myrin glass is really cool too. Yeah, you're right. What's that?
Yeah. You know, that reminds me too. I mean, another product that you carry in your store that I really love are the powders of all of the different greens from Dr. Cowan.
Oh man!
I mean,
I got 15 of those. I just love those. Have you guys been playing with those?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
They're
I love
really, really good.
I mean, he's been a friend for years and years. And I just, he's always doing the most beautiful cutting edge stuff. And he's recently written a new book.
Yeah, we're about to have him on about vaccines.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
About vaccines, yeah. He's got wild leek powder. He's got a powder called hemp or something. It's, and all these different, like horseradish and turmeric from real, real turmeric. And it comes in little powders. And I don't think we have them in our store, but if you look on Cowan's down at the bottom of the page, you'll see it. And, you know, if you do a little piece of fish like in ghee and just sprinkle a few of these powders on, forget about it. Really tasty, you know, really good.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, really nice. He's a cool guy, isn't he? He's great. Mm-hmm. He's great.
Yeah,
he is. He's great. So what about you, Doc? You've been just hanging out at down 6th Street, you know? What have you been doing?
His favorite place.
Well, hey, you want to see my license? Here, I'm a doctor. You want to see my license?
That's right. So I was talking to one of Jack Cruz's friends the other day, and we were talking about red light because we've been experimenting with red light IVs.
Oh.
And a friend of mine made a liposomal methylene blue. And methylene blue, when it goes into the body, causes it to absorb more ultraviolet and red light from either an IV or from the sun. And when this gentleman takes this methylene blue and this IV, his appetite goes away for a while and his workouts kick up to a whole nother level.
And what's methylene blue? What is that?
Methylene blue is a dye that used to be in every kid's chemistry set. It's used to stain things to look at under a microscope.
Uh-huh.
And now that everybody understands that it helps you absorb ultraviolet and red light, it's like $300 for a tiny little bottle. It's pretty amazing how that happens, you know.
Yeah.
When something really helps.
Oh, please. So you mean the red light from the chicken lamps and things like that, that are good for us, it helps the body to absorb them more?
Yeah. So if a person is ill or wanted to bump their fitness, like our friend, or prepare themselves for surgery, whatever, they can use something like liposomal methylene blue and get more sun exposure and red light exposure and ultraviolet exposure, and it will actually make their cells produce more energy. And it's really amazing. I think Jack is right about only one third of our energy electrons come from food and two thirds come from light.
I believe it. Good for Jack. You know? Yeah, I know he's onto it. Yeah.
And the other fascinating thing to me is that in books like the Bible, God or the divine is said to be light and also said to be love. And what I'm learning is I have one of those scales that measures how many pounds of muscle and bone and fat I have. So I weigh on that, and I've been watching trends over the years. I recently had incredibly high amount of muscle and bone in just a short few days from going to our unconditional love circle this last weekend. I was actually honest about some things that I tend to keep secret from people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an embracing within the group there. And when I came home on a humbug, I just thought I'd check on the scale. And I thought, that must be a mistake. The numbers were so good, Patrick. My body in that four-day period actually burned half my body fat and turned it into muscle and bone density.
Yeah.
I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
I get that. I know it's real what you experience. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it looks like the same thing can happen with light, because that was Jack's experience when he started getting the sunlight. 150 pounds of his morbidly obese body just went somewhere else. And it just amazes me that the beauty of that, to get an exposure to real light and take it in, and real love and take it in, it seems to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that's how my experience and what I know and understand is that's how God manifests itself in the lower worlds here, is through sound and light, you know, and it is love, you know, it's all one thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's how telepathically, when the teacher or the spiritual master you're working with, they're actually, you know, what's working is really light, you know, light, and the more you love them at the teacher, the more the teacher loves you, because that's how gives them mojo, and that's how he gives you mojo, you know. And it's just light. Yeah, it's light and love, and that's what it is. Yeah.
And it's really cool to watch the effect it has on the body.
Huge. You know, because it's happening in that moment, right? It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. It's happening right that moment.
Yeah.
It's so amazing to me, too. I mean, if we just think about some of the physics stuff, like every second there's, you know, hundreds of millions of cells that are dying. And every time they die, they die with a burst of light, which provides the light for the new cells to be formed.
Yep.
You know, so this light piece is humongous. And that 98% of all the DNA in our body comes from microorganisms, and it's all light. That's the way they communicate, through photons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I've just been so fascinated with this piece forever. I probably 30 some odd years ago, I got my first equipment that was photon-based. And it's just been amazing to start looking at the correlations between the light and the frequencies and the sound, which is frequencies, and seeing the cymatic work. And also, you know, when you were just talking, I was just putting together a piece from one of my traumas that had to do with spiritual community and, you know, false teachers, so to speak, and realizing that the love that the people in the community carried is what woke them up. It didn't matter so much that, you know, in this case, there was a false teacher. We still benefited from that experience of the amazing devotion to love and service that happened in our lives. That love is love is love. So, you know, if it's not coming back, or if it's, you know, whatever, it's still, as long as you are loving and finding a place to welcome and love and honor the precious center of our own beings, there is transformation that takes place.
Yeah. Everything's possible with that.
Yeah.
Everything's possible. Yeah. Well, it's a good thing to do to get a dog, because they pretty much got this unconditional love thing down, don't they?
I'm with you there.
They went to unconditional love school before they incarnated, right?
Yes. How is Doodle?
Oh, she's great. She's just really great. Sometimes I'll be doing yoga and she'll just come down and put her head right on my stomach while I'm laying on flat on my back. Yeah, she's a Hugh dog, and we Hugh, and she does. She loves it. She's great. Richard Massey, Meridian Grace, are with us. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Okay, we've got a little email here. Let's see. Well, a little complicated, but we'll get through it. Hi there. Thanks for the show. Enjoy it when you all come on. I'm healthy and happy. My brother had surgery for colon cancer a few months back. My sister went for a colonoscopy recently, and it was discovered that she had colon cancer. She has since had surgery to remove part of her bowel and part of her liver. I also went for a colonoscopy recently, and during the procedure, based on what she saw, the colonoscopist asked if I use laxatives. I assured her I don't. She said the color of the colon suggests a condition called melanosis coli. She asked the other colonoscopist to look, and the other one said the setting on the camera was enhanced. She turned this button off, said it would look normal. Well, you got to be careful with these tests. I got the letter with my results indicating there was no cancer. However, the original colonoscopy person whom the letter is from has said there is evidence of melanosis, M-E-L-O-N-O-S-I-S, coli, and to avoid laxatives. Two questions. Occasionally do a coffee enema. Would this cause this? What causes melanosis coli, and what might I do to address it? This is Laura, who's in Scotland.
So I personally know nothing about melanosis.
I've never heard that before either. Doc, have you ever heard that?
I could look it up, but honestly, the first thought that comes to my mind... Oh, Rich can talk about
that. No.
I mean, the first thought that comes to my mind is butyric acid is so healing to the gut. And that's found in the butter we talked about earlier. And, you know, so to use some butyrate, either in capsule form or some butter, if you want to use something that's grass-fed, that has the butyric acid count in it, particularly from spring and fall. And if she's, did you say she's in Scotland?
Scotland, yeah.
In Scotland, I would imagine that they would, I mean, they aren't using things like Roundup there. And, but that's something you want to check into. And if she can get some really healthy cow butter, or other animal butter for that matter, it's going to have the butyrate in it, and that would be very nourishing to her colon, I think, or taking those sorts of things as well.
Yeah. So just grass-fed butters have this butyrate stuff, butyrate?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's really high. Yep. I mean, I've been using butyric acid, and butyrate is also something that's a major part of ketosis, supporting ketosis in our burn fat and health of the gut and the brain and muscles. So.
And Laura, for what it's worth, I don't do medical advice. That would be illegal. I'm not a doctor. But just from the cheap seats, you know, I would be very careful about buying into a word that they give a particular thing going on in your body. That could be a little dangerous sometimes. I mean, unless you have some real symptoms. You know, for me, I would just kind of do everything I can good for my body and let that one go. And who knows what that was? It's, who knows? I mean, it could just be the way they did it. You know, like you say, they had the contrast on the camera. It could be anything. I would encourage you not to, you know, not to spend time ruminating over something that could be wrong in your body, because that, in my opinion, that just makes things worse. It really does. I mean, even if you thought you had something and you knew you had something down there, in my opinion, the only way to really deal with it is every time you think about it to say, my body is healing, I love my liver, I love this, my body's healing, and it's going to be fine, and I'm going to do everything I can. And that's the way I would do it.
I mean, it sounds like they even questioned whether it was even an accurate reading because of the contrast.
That's right.
Reading. I mean, so, and the other piece as well. I mean, definitely send love. Just take hands, you know, feel your heart moving the energy all the way into your hands. Place it on your belly and just love on your belly, recognizing that it knows how to heal itself. It's constantly healing itself.
Yeah.
And just acknowledge, my belly is healing itself now. And if there's anything shitty in my world, the way I look at it, because that's kind of what seems to be the contributing factor to issues with the intestines, you know, I invite that to be released.
Yeah, good one. I agree. From a, you know, I mean, I don't know any other way to do it, right? I mean, the love thing, it's real, right, Doc? And light and love and send it to your different organs. I mean, it's very powerful, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of paths. And, you know, I just want to point out that Dr. Hammer actually showed that what Patrick just said is physically true, that when a person would go to a doctor and believe the medical doctor's prognosis, he could see the damaging effects of that on the person's brain CAT scan. And his statement was that 99% of the suffering in the world is from believing a medical doctor's prognosis.
I agree. I know. It's, yeah, wow. And so he could see it in the now,
and
how it went right from the mind to the brain, boom, right. Boom.
So he said his very first visit with people was to help the person understand how little the doctor knows and get the person to where they no longer saw the doctor as God. Everyone whose parents took them to a hospital or to a doctor when they were pregnant and being born, deep in their subconscious brain is this feeling that medical doctors are godlike because their parents said we're incompetent to do this natural thing without Western medicine giving us their okay and watching over everything. And that goes into the baby's brain as making the doctor really special.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things to do is to do some imagination exercise or something that's real for the person and help them hand back their parents' attitudes about doctors to their parents and thank the doctor for helping, but hand back all of those opinions and judgments of the doctor to the doctor, and to get free of those and then decide how you feel about everything.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes I'll have some things that'll pop up and I said, it's interesting. I didn't really realize that was part of my consciousness somewhere, maybe subconscious, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll very quietly and calmly just go in there and erase it out of the subconscious. You can do that because we're running the show here, and just erase it. Just say, well, I'm going to delete it. And if you can do a visual with it, it makes it even more powerful. You can put a special word on top of it that kind of sews it up. And if you want, just get it as creative as you want. And it'll just clear it out. I mean, we put it in there. We can take it out, you know.
Yes, I agree. And once a person discovers a way to do that, it changes the whole game. So once you've discovered that, then you really gain an independence from the whole medical system way of thinking.
Because nothing can hurt you, you know.
It is. And so melanin on the skin, you know, is the thing that makes the skin dark. And the colon is about unforgiveness. It's about things that happened that I can't let go of. And so if I were to just put the two things together, what I would say to Laura is, investigate any place where you feel like you weren't protected and something really shitty happened. And I would put those two things together. And it could be something as simple as getting my colonoscopy after two family members have been diagnosed with cancer. The brain can put melanin on the colon as a protection. That's what melanin's for in the skin, is a protection. And was this a reaction just to hearing the news? Because you know somebody along the way either thought it or said it. This runs in your family. You've got two people who have this. And now, oh, look, now you've got these brown spots. Well, you know, the brown spots could be there as the brain's way of trying to put some protection in there.
Yeah.
You know, from our own thinking. It's protection from our own way of being with this. So, you know, that those are the first places I would investigate.
Yeah. And one of the things that I personally feel that has made it a big difference for me is whenever I have an issue like this, Matt Kahn talked about expanding out the healing, not just for ourselves, but may all beings who are suffering from the fear of a diagnosis from someone be released from this fear, and may it be transmuted, and may they discover the true essence of the healing light within themselves, and may they experience that light acting now on their behalf to bring about full and total healing on all levels. I mean, that's my kind of...
There you go. No, I like it. Good job.
Just the idea of, you know, expanding it out. So our light is not just for ourselves, but when we share light, the more light we share, the more pours into us and moves through us. And it just feels good to be service and not get stuck in our own little tiny worlds, which is, you know, what seems to be happening now with all of the cell phone stuff and everything
else. Yeah, good job. George says, where do you get organic t-shirts? yeah, my favorite place is BeGreen.com. I don't have a connection to them, but I've been using them for years, BeGreen.com, and they got cool stuff, guys and girls, underwear, shirts, little shirt, you know, underwear, I think is the most important. The stuff that's right next to your skin, you know. I don't think I have all organic clothing by any stretch, but, you know, you could do underwear, organic underwear and hemp stuff, and the hemp clothing's pretty cool. The thing about hemp, though, you got to really be careful with is you can't put it in the dryer because it will disappear. Oh, yeah. I've paid $50 for a hemp shirt. It's beautiful hemp shirt, right? So you wash it, and before I didn't know, right? And you put it in the dryer, and it comes out, and it's about that big.
Oh my goodness, it's like woven.
And you have to, you know, give it to, you know, my niece and say, I wonder if this is big enough, you know, will fit your 5-year-old. She said, oh, it might be a little small. I mean, I'm serious. That's how intense, you know, hemp will shrink. You don't do that. So just wash it and hang it up somewhere.
You might want to also look into the Environmental Working Group, EWG. Huh? I'm not sure that they have lists of clothing and things. I know it's, you know, definitely for products, and they'll tell you all the toxins and everything and which things are clean. But that might be a good source for clothing as well.
Meridian Grace and Richard Massey are here. My name is Patrick Timpone. You can join the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll share with Meridian and you and Richard, in case you didn't hear the show we had with Professor Paul, peer-reviewed studies on how the electromagnetic fields will affect us. And boy, it's really a great show to listen to. It's just, it'll curl your hair. Probably one of the biggest fads out there right now is C60. Whether it turns out to be a trend and a real deal or just go by the wayside as some things do in natural health, and we'll never hear it about it again, well, yet to be seen. Personally, I think it's going to be a trend. I think there's really something real with this molecule and the history of it and who brought it in, connections with the Tesla guy and all the different people. I've got some of the names of the people that did it, brought it in. And it's just a molecule, but it's powerful. We have two different C60s that we offer if you'd like to try it. One is Bob Greska's product, which is called C-60. That's in our store. I think it's on the front page, too, if you scroll down. Yeah, it's at carbon-60, and he has it in sunflower oil. A lot of people put it in oil. It's a very nice way to help with delivery. And then Wayne Blakely, the Living Streams man, he has a product called the Perfect Molecule, which is carbon-60, the most advanced C60 probiotic. So this has the probies in there to help even absorb the C60. There's something going on with this stuff. I've been doing it for probably 2 months. Some of Wayne's, and not Wayne's as long, but the carbon-60, Doodle's doing it. And something very deep. And you can look at the research and hear some of the shows we've done on C60 and how it works. But these are two good things that are truly worth your investigation. I know there's a lot of stuff out there saying, buy me, buy me, buy me. What we try to do here at One Radio Network is know the source, and we do on everything that we sell, everything. We know the people behind it. We know them personally, everything. There's just nothing that we have that we don't know the people, whether it be the saunas or the carbon-60 or the new Pearl Sim or Daniel Vitalis or the sulfur or Shen Blossom or Brandon Amelani with this blue shield for EMFs, and this is cool. Listen, this, and we'll do the EMF story and take more of your emails, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, if you want to be on the show. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amelani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment, to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better, and the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code One Radio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with Brandon Amelani of Shen Blossom, talking about our very special ginseng.
And you don't want something that's been corrupted coming into your body. Like the ginseng is a super important example of that. You know, when you're using aggressive alcohols and solvents, it has a strange effect with ginseng, in the sense that when you're not only over processing it, but putting it in really aggressive alcohols, what's going to happen is that you're going to flip the chemistry on some of the androgenic. Naturally, it's androgenic. It's going to basically protect the telomeres and add life to the body and protect the genetic replication of the cells. But it's also going to boost the androgens and boost the male hormones in the body. But if you incubate it in really aggressive alcohol, it flips those to become estrogenic. Now, estrogens, phytoestrogens, are not necessarily bad in balance, but you really don't want that with your ginseng, especially if you're getting like a really high quality, a really old root, something that's very special. You want to like treat it with care and make sure it's delivering what ginseng has to offer.
Just a short clip from Brandon talking about the way they do the ginseng, just to give you a better idea of where this company is coming from, the quality and the ethics. Brandon and the Shen Blossom link on OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning to you, too. It is July 26, 2018. Is it going to like rain and be 50 degrees today in Austin, you guys? I was just kidding.
What an idea.
I was at the farmer's market yesterday, and I was saying to everybody I could talk to, I said, okay, what do you think we just do with the coolest and the wettest fall, August on record? What do you think? You want to do that? And it's so funny the responses you get from it, right? You know, some of the people really get what I'm saying. You know, they say, okay, well, let's do that. You know, that's kind of fun, and let's think about that. And then some people say, no, man, it's not, you know, just, you know. And I was thinking about it the other day with all this heat, and here's my theory on this. So say you have the weather guy in Austin or anywhere, and you have a million people that believe this guy on the weather, right? Just like a doctor. I mean, he's the weather guy. He knows what's going on. He's the weather guy. So he says it's going to be 105 on Thursday. Okay. So now you tell me, if there's a million people that believe it's going to be 105 on Thursday, do you think it's not going to be 105 on Thursday? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
I mean, maybe it's all self-fulfilled. I mean, we do create everything, our own reality. Maybe you'd get to, you know, take off the weather guys and maybe the weather would just, you know, cheer up a little bit. I don't know, just my theory. I'm going to do a movie on it or something. You know?
Pulling rain and our feet are in this wet, muddy, gooky stuff. And it's cool outside and we all have to put on a sweater.
That's right. And, you know, the challenge, of course, with the weather, it's a shared consciousness, right? You know, the Dalai Lama could come to Dripping Springs and he probably couldn't make it rain. But you know what I'm saying? Because everybody gets to experience the weather. It's a collective consciousness, isn't that what, yeah, right? Yes. So different cities, you know, they create their own different karma because all these souls are in this spot. So it's not like one or two people can change the game. You can't do that. I mean, you could try, but it's white magic and you probably get in trouble over it. Probably lose points, you know, you start messing with Mother Nature like
So if the listeners out there want to get into that a little bit more, when I came back from the love group the other night, I put on Gaia and watched David Wilcock's latest shows. I used to watch him years ago. And he has some actual photos of some experiments. And let me just tell you, you know, if this stuff is really true, I mean, he's showing the scientists and the results, and they're putting this out on Gaia. Mm-hmm. And I have to think that it's valid. So there's a scientist who was taking a certain electromagnetic frequency laser, mm-hmm. and shining it through a salamander's body onto some frog eggs, and the eggs hatched as salamanders, not frogs.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so you shine the light, I see.
Through a salamander's body onto some frog eggs, and the eggs did not hatch frogs, they hatched salamanders.
I could buy into that. I'm there.
Yeah, that the power of the electromagnetic field, like you're talking about, is powerful enough to shift a reality that we're sure is going to turn out to be a frog. Mm-hmm. It came out of a frog's bottom. It's going to be a frog. And this guy could shine a light through a salamander and have that egg come out to hatch a salamander.
It's pretty cool.
They also did it with a duck and a chicken egg. They also did it with a rat tail, shining the laser through a cat tail, and the rat's tails turned furry. Like
it's all information, right? Why, you know, it makes kind of makes sense to me.
It does. The electromagnetic field is what forms the shape of matter. And so it's pretty interesting to see that demonstrated that way. So it goes along with what your theory. I have to think that y'all are tapping into some hundredth monkey idea.
Yeah,
here,
hundredth monkey.
Years ago, I did this training with Lee Cowden, and he would have us take homeopathic remedies and put the vial, a see-through vial of the remedy, onto a special holder and put a laser through the remedy and then wash the person's body or put it on specific acupuncture points of the body. We were using that to go after, and we would muscle test to find out which acupuncture points to do this with.
Right.
It was amazing for working with things like, all kinds of viral diseases, myalgias, all that sort of thing that weren't working, people with all different sorts of Crohn's disease,
Right.
The energy through the laser.